Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Do we used to wear, like, headphones for this?
We never do.
Oh.
You have a bag full of goodies? Mm-hmm. You bring props?
Drugs.
Hell yeah, man.
Just let me know what you want.
Okay. Hey. All right.
We're rolling? Oh, okay. Okay.
I think nobody would judge you for...
Right? For drugs? So if I pulled out some crack right now, would you just partake?
Look, man, if someone's dealing with any form of cancer, I'm like, do whatever. Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Angela.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And today we are joined by an incredible guest.
How incredible.
The most really incredible, frankly. Heath Leek Jr. is here.
I'm back. I'm alive. I'm not dead yet. Oh, my God.
He's gone.
That was a close call, motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
It was a close call. But I'm still here by the grace of woo.
God.
Hey. Come on.
How
amen.
Are you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Yeah.
You know, people have asked me that a lot.
Every day, probably.
Every day. I feel good. I feel good. I feel better than I have in a while. Like, my whole summer was taken from me, but I got it back. I didn't get it back. I mean, it's kind of like fall now, right? Is it fall?
I mean, it's 105 degrees here every day right now. It's summer.
It feels like Halloween is joining summer.
Mm-hmm. Summer starts in August now in LA, right? It gets so friggin' hot, and it's like 100 degrees in October.
Also, though, did you guys go to school in August? I always went in September.
August, I'd went in August.
It would be like the very end of August sometimes that we would start.
See, I'm hearing like kids are starting school like at the beginning of August.
It varies by region.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think I remember when I was a kid.
I don't understand that.
I remember as a kid like talking to like cousins, they'd be like, oh, we start in like the beginning of August. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's
why
wild.
Does it have to change for a region?
I don't know. I'm from Ohio, and we started at the beginning of October. I mean, August. Shit, I'm thinking about my birthday, my bad.
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying how you were feeling before I interrupted you and talked about
months. Oh, sorry. I'm feeling great. Can I just thank everybody who donated, who shared, who sent kind words? All of it means so much. You know, I'm just extremely grateful for the amount of people, too, that, like, showed up and showed out. So I've obviously been going through it. I mean, you see me on social media, and that I don't think it doesn't reflect how I've truly felt throughout these past couple months.
Sure, yeah.
But for people to show up and show out the way that they did, I'm like extremely grateful. You guys have given me a cushion that, like, honestly, I didn't know where it was going to come from or how. But you guys did it in like less than a day. And then continued to surpass it, you know, and then it went around again. And it's just like, oh my God, like, people actually care about my life. And I made a post and I was saying, like, I gave up hope, you know, so many times, but like, you guys make me feel good. Now, it doesn't change anything. You guys didn't heal me of my cancer.
Sure.
Yeah. Damn it.
But you guys definitely gave me
just a little bit more money and we can.
Yes.
We're almost there.
Just continue to give to the GoFundMe. I feel like there's five people in this room right now. And we all give $20.
We're gonna pass the basket around. We're gonna lock the doors.
It's five people in this room. $20.
Group, close our eyes and raise your hand if you haven't given it yet.
Yes, if you haven't given, we're here.
Here.
Yes. Oh my God. That is church. Straight up church. That is church. I feel so bad. Are we supposed to talk about? Oh my God.
Who knows? Okay,
that
I
is
mean,
church.
The
I
close
don't know.
Your eyes and raise your hand yes. thing was so real growing yeah. up.
If you feel led to give 100, hey,
close your eyes, reach your hands into your pockets.
Oh my God, I'm feeling something. If you feel, if you're here and you feel led to give $100 right now. Get that shit. Oh, sorry.
You have to do a pastor character. I haven't seen you.
I bet you have at some point.
Oh, yeah. I definitely like
somewhere down
yeah, back in the day. Back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I will say, it was so fucking cool. I remember texting Keith being like, wait till you go to bed and you wake up. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, mm-hmm. I just think we talk about our fan base so much, but, like, it's just never enough to talk about, like, how like, when there's a tangible thing that's, like, mm-hmm. like, I love when we do charity streams and everything because it just makes the numbers mean something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like we like mm-hmm. it is a YouTube channel, so we talk about like numbers and reach for everything. But mm-hmm. when the numbers and reach have like a fucking massive meaning, I don't yeah. know. It's like it just reminds me.
You yeah. do kind of become like blind to it in a way, right? Mm-hmm. Where we see the numbers and then we sometimes are like, oh, well, it's not that big. Like, mm-hmm. oh, no, there's not that many people watching. Like, you yeah. you just see the number.
Yeah.
And then stuff like with what I your mean, GoFundMe, you're like, oh, my God.
It was unbelievable so to see it in real time. You know, like, I knew that we would get to the goal, but not that fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know if we were going to have to do a live stream or something yeah, to, like, yeah. to push it over the edge. You know, I didn't know. Just to see the support, to feel the support. Guys, I thank you through and through and through. I'm extremely grateful. I'll say it over and over again. You're helping me live a little longer.
It is sorry. Funny, though. I wanted to ask you, because I said, like, how are you feeling right at the top uh-huh. of this? And it's funny, like, do you feel like you can't casually be asked, like, what's up? Because you have to say, like this morning I looked at you and I was like, what's up? How are you? And I didn't mean to be like, medically, how are you doing
you've
right
been
now?
Like, vibing.
Yeah, yeah, but do you feel like you can't?
No, so the other day, I actually filmed a podcast with Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick, who used to write for us, yeah. right? And he was like, Keith, how are you? And I'm like, cancerous. But then...
And then we didn't talk for a whole hour.
So we're doing this podcast somewhere in the car. And, you know, of course, he asked me that like three more times. And I said, how many more times do I have to tell you? Like, that's the thing. People ask you that shit. It's like, come on, y'all. Like, I'm doing good. Okay, I got cancer. I'm good. What do you want me to say? What yeah. do you want me to say? It's talked about it on the interview that Amanda did an amazing job
she
like
really
hosting. You know, it's like certain things became triggers. You know, totally. Certain you know like how are you? It's just like I'm doing as good as I can. It's like keep yeah. going. I'm here today. I showed up. Like yeah. I'm going. You know, but you know those same triggers are you know. They're not really supposed to be triggers. It's just like I'm going through it and I'm triggered.
That, you hear something every day, you're gonna get tired of it.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter
yeah.
how good the intentions mm-hmm. are.
Yeah. You get tired like of that shit.
Normal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was always so amazed at how much like you didn't really like want it. You didn't let it dominate your life. Like I still remember when like we did the Teletubbies reunion mm-hmm. and like you were in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, hey, you don't have to do this. And you're like, yeah. no, I'm going to do it. And like, you just weren't, you were never like mm-hmm. making it known. Mm-hmm. You weren't like, I don't know. Like, if it was me, I'd have been complaining nonstop.
Well,
but
part of it is like when the camera's on, y'all, it's like, it's a time to entertain. You know, it's time to entertain. Yeah. It's time to be on. And it also kind of takes away the pain in a sense. Like, I might feel it later on just totally. Because I might have overextended myself, but at the end of the day, it's just like, damn, like I'm on, I get to play, you know? I mean, I'd rather play and like be in some pain than like just sit on my couch for like
totally.
Sure.
a long period of time. Yeah. Like I remember sitting on my couch for like I would say maybe a week and I did not go outside. People had to come over and like take out pork chop, you know, pick up pork chop shit, you know, on her little pad in the corner. Cause it was just hard to do things.
Yeah, of course.
Right,
it was really hard to do things. So don't catch cancer, bitches. Don't catch it.
All to say,
going around like a cold these days. That's the reality of it.
I just like, you're still so, like, I can't even think about you doing summer games. Like, you're just so fucking funny. Yeah, no matter what. You're just like,
I was a little late. But other than that, look, I showed up.
You were
up.
Late?
I was a little late here and there. You guys
you were
know,
late before cancer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
Like, you guys know.
Come on.
I think you were late.
I was so professional. I'm like, I was a little late, you know. I have been doing better. I have been doing a lot better.
I struggled.
Like, I seen something recently where I was like, I hate people who make being late of their personality. I'm like, it's not a part of my personality. It's just truly who I am.
Yeah, okay, so it's a part of your okay. personality.
All right, so we take that back, what we said.
Oh, God. Sorry, guys. Sorry, production.
No, man. Sorry. You're awesome.
But, okay, honestly, speaking of safe spaces.
Yeah, safe space.
Like, this is this table, this three, I need to be safe for what we're doing today.
Yeah.
I can't promise that. My fingers are crossed.
Okay, so this idea for today's episode came because the first episode that Angela and I did together a couple weeks ago, we brought up a couple things that we didn't know anything about. We were just, like, talking. And Angela brought up, like, do animals have identical twins?
Oh, wow.
And it was something I never thought about. Now, a lot of our viewers thought we were talking about, do animals birth multiple babies?
I'm not talking about the litter.
So everybody's like, oh, they have litters, stupid. And we're like, guys, we're talking about identical twins.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Now,
would you look at a twin? Would you look at the Da Vinci twins and say, are you guys in the same litter?
And I'm like, okay, I know the answer's probably yes, but I'm just like, it's something I never thought about.
Yeah.
Like that's got to be cool if, like, a Dalmatian has identical twin puppies that are two Dalmatians that are the exact same spots in the exact same places. It's not something I've ever thought about. But today, we thought we'd go even further with that and make this as a place for talking about what we don't understand
Don't know. Yeah, it's similar to, like, the opposite of hot takes, where it's like, hey, no matter what I say here, I'm just going to let the doors open and say, because at some point you get old enough that you can't be like, what is that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You miss the window to be like, what do you mean by insurance? Mm-hmm. You know, like,
honestly, it's a thing where, like, everybody right now on the internet is, they all want to be experts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so everybody's just, like, telling you what things are. And I rarely see people going, like, I don't know stuff.
Yeah.
You don't, because it's a scary thing and it only invites ridicule a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's not how we should respond to gaps in knowledge, because we all have gaps in knowledge.
Yeah.
But a lot of people who comment are very sweet. And we get a lot of, like, experts. And I think that's one of the coolest things. Like, we all have gaps in knowledge, but something we don't know anything about, there's someone out there who's dedicated their whole life to that thing.
But honestly, what's interesting, as you said that, I was like, I feel like my gaps in knowledge, because of the internet now, I feel like my gaps in knowledge show my irresponsibleness of, like, not looking it up. Because any gap in knowledge, I can fill with my phone. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I can look up anything.
I almost think that's part of the problem, right?
Yeah.
It's like, there's a lack of curiosity sometimes because it's so easy to find things. But we're also at a point now, you say that, like, your phone, I also think there's so much stuff that misinformation is such a problem that I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what I'm looking at online is the right answer sometimes. Unless it's got, like, a .gov or a .net or a whatever.
Even that's questionable at this point.
Yeah, .gov, I get scared.
I need Hank Green to tell me to my face what things are.
That's so true.
But today, so we're going to make this a safe space to just talk about what we don't understand. We're not going to, we can, if one of us thinks we know the answer, we can take a guess, but nobody here is an expert.
I think it's not even about answering the question.
It's
about saying,
posing the question.
Yeah.
Here I go. I'm taking the mask off. I don't know what this is, and I've been acting like I know what it is for this many years.
Okay.
Fair.
Can I just start this off?
All right, Keith, go ahead.
Please, let's start it. Okay, so I seen something on, like, Facebook recently. I still get on Facebook. They said, the question was, isn't scrambled eggs really fried chicken?
All right.
Think about it. Think about it. Isn't scrambled eggs fried chicken?
Okay, well.
No one move.
Nobody do anything right now.
Like, my mind, I've seen it, like, yesterday or the day before, and I've been stuck on that, because.
And I'll
it
ask
is,
you another
right?
question.
Okay.
What do you think the dessert version of scrambled eggs is?
The dessert
flan.
Version?
That's too literal. Eggs. Okay, we'll move on. Let's go back to you.
Yeah, that's breaking my brain even more.
Okay, you're right. It's eggs, right?
Yeah, scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken is flour. right?
I don't cook.
Yeah, but
I don't think scrambled eggs, but are scrambled eggs like fried? I guess it's in oil.
You're frying a
butter.
Chicken. And you're literally frying a chicken.
I'm not like I like to cook, but I don't know what I'm doing. I don't understand the terminology of what I'm doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't care. We also brought up, because you brought up your whole bagel for the evening
thing. Yeah, so I have this whole theory. Okay. I'll send you the time code.
Okay.
And I'm getting a lot of great warriors in my DMs. And we're going to figure out a beautiful chart.
A feud has begun online.
And we're going to figure out like what the breakfast version of everything is for dinner. And and we're figuring it out and what the dessert is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
can you give me an example?
A muffin
uh-huh.
is a breakfast cupcake.
Yeah.
A muffin is a breakfast cupcake. Okay, hold on.
Like, there's some things you would never have for breakfast, but there's a version that's similar to it.
Muffin is a breakfast cupcake.
I
got
get
it.
That.
Okay. It
yeah,
takes
I can't
me a while
take
to
another
process.
Episode
it
with
takes
this.
Me to process.
But we learned some stuff in the comments. Scary thing to say on a video like this, but we did about donuts.
So, okay, this is wild.
Okay.
I did not know this. So we were talking about like donuts are for the morning, right? Like as an American, donuts are mm-hmm. a morning thing.
It's a breakfast
you have them in
food.
The morning.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everybody from the UK was like, you would never have a donut in the morning.
Is it like
donuts are for the evening? And I was like, okay, listen, Governor. I don't know what you're talking about. But
listen, Doctor Who. What are you talking
listen
about?
Listen, Abby. Donut Abby.
Sorry, King Charles. What are you eating with the donut, if not coffee?
I guess it's just breakfast but they don't have coffee like we have coffee. They have tea.
And they're having like.
So, and a donut with tea sounds awful.
Hold on, do they drink tea? Not tea, do they drink coffee over
there? They do drink
really?
Coffee.
They're like espresso. Mostly.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Or like
Americano. Espresso,
yeah. They don't have like drip coffee. Like going over there and asking for a drip, they're like,
coffee,
what?
Yeah, like getting a big 16-ounce cup of coffee is not, I don't think it's as common there. But with globalization, mm-hmm. everything's kind of mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah. Yep.
You go to any big city, you're going to find whatever you need. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of the thing.
Okay, but we're off to the races.
All right, we're off to the races. Scrambled eggs, fried chicken. We have no idea.
Yeah.
We don't know. I'm not here to try to answer, but it's okay if in the comments, if you are an expert, I kind of want to see how many experts of different types of fields we can get, because we brought up like the twin thing and we had multiple like bird scientists in our comments. And I was like, I didn't know Smosh was so big amongst bird scientists.
Where are the donut scientists? Like show up, right?
We need a donut scientist in our comments.
And if we need to do like a direct call out, like egg scientists, come in, right?
Yeah.
You have a place in the comments, go down there and do your work. Tell us, we'll read it.
would think we would have donut scientists since we're like known for like the pink donut.
Oh, we gotta you would think we would know our donuts a little better.
Oh yeah, the
because Smosh it is kind of part of Smosh's lore.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say it.
All right.
Long time ago. I think about this moment a lot. I was playing soccer as a kid, which was hilarious. My parents really tried to make me athletic and it just didn't stick. And I was But the funny part about my soccer career growing up was
she's going for the goal. She's doing Pippin. She's completely given up on getting a goal.
There's a picture. I'm going to send it to Selena. There's a picture. For some reason, I kept getting on winning teams.
Oh, awesome.
But I was dog shit. There's one picture of me with my foot out and the ball's back there. And my parents would be like, she's not good, but she keeps getting on these teams that keep like going to the championship. And then there was one picture, and I think this is when I started to learn to have anxiety, because these teams were really good, and the only position I could kind of play was goalie, and we had such a strong defense, it would never come over there.
Goalie?
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, goalie is usually one of the best players on the team.
No, but when you have girls that are just like pushing the ball down there,
you're just
hanging out.
Stick
Angel in the back. And there's a picture of me in front of the goalie like this. Like, they used to be like, do you want a magazine? Because I would sit back there and I would walk back and forth and I'd go, please don't come over here. Please don't come over here. Please don't come over here. Because I just was so scared of letting people down. Anyway,
that's all a terrifying position to be in if you have anxiety and feel like you suck at soccer.
And I think it all began. There.
That's terrifying.
It all began there. But I remember the moment someone explained to me offsides.
Yeah.
And I remember moving on. Like hearing him go and then going, mm-hmm. Like just zoning out. And now to this day, I watch football with my family. I watch soccer with my family. I don't know what offsides is at all.
It's
It doesn't mean out of bounds. So that's what I'm curious about.
No.
What does it mean?
It has a lot to do with player positioning on the field. I'm not going to try to answer it.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain without the visual, like, of the field and looking at the players. Like, if you were to watch a game, I think it is complicated.
Yeah.
I think it's complicated.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of...
It's complicated?
It is complicated.
Okay.
It's complicated and just, like, you have to know... Like, James is like gearing up to explain it.
He wants to explain it.
Oh my
James,
God.
Do you think you could explain this? Or you're going to have a lot of fans from our international fans are going to be pissed at you if you explain this wrong.
No, oh, this is scary.
I don't even want you to do this.
This is like you're walking on landmine. Easy.
Let's do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I said I was not going to try to explain things because I'm terrified to do this because I'm going to get something wrong and our international fans will be like, kill him. But it has to do, I believe it has to do with players on a certain team cannot go past a certain point when players on the opposing team where they're at on the field as well.
And my question is, why does that matter? It's just not fair.
I think it has to do with the organization of the game. Like, it would mess things up. Scott, am I right on that kind of?
It's the ball, too.
It's the ball as well.
So if the ball is...
Sounds like mush to me. What? What do you mean it's the ball?
If the ball... Okay, that's right. It's where the ball's at and where your team is at. So if the ball cannot... If the ball has not crossed midfield, you cannot cross midfield, right?
Yeah.
So that's effectively it.
Oh!
So it's just a matter
but
of, like...
why? Why does that matter?
I think it would just... I frankly think it would just make the game, like... It would mess up the game in ways where it's just like you would just position people down here when the ball's up here, pass it over to them, and it just kind of messes up the game, whereas this keeps it kind of like about the skill and playing in a certain way. Look, it's been a minute.
Yeah. Like, and listen, I brought it up to talk about the fact that I've been lying about knowing it, not that you had to explain it.
I understand. We did the thing we said we weren't going to do.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get annihilated. To be fair, guys, I am not an expert.
Yes. And I'm not. And
football.
To be fair, I didn't ask Shane what it meant.
No.
I honestly just want to talk about the fact that I think
James was excited that we had the little soccer field. We did happen to have a tiny little soccer field.
Of course.
We just happened to have it in reach.
That's just very funny to have.
Yes.
We will have in the comments, let's have some real football fans explain.
And explain it to me like you'd explain like the mall.
Explain it to a theater kid.
When you do the ball shit, I'm like, I get it, but I don't fucking, like, just explain why. Because I don't understand.
I completely understand because whenever I do catch a football game and I'm watching and they're like, oh, and that's offsides. I'm just like, what? Just let them, come on, just let them kick the ball.
So that's why I want to talk about today, though, is because if I hear that, I go, okay. And I go, yeah, it's offsides.
Well, because you're not rooting for a team.
Are we really calling it football, though? I know. Are we really doing that? Because you know we called it soccer growing up. I know everybody.
We call it soccer.
But are we calling it football now? If that's what we're doing, I'm down to call soccer football.
I think we call it football if we call scrambled eggs fried chicken.
There we go. Boom. Just like that.
Let's hold ourselves accountable.
Let's do it. Church. Come on.
Someone in here.
It's one that I can't scoff at because I'm like, they are literally playing with their feet. I'm like, that is football.
No,
whereas,
truly.
Whereas, like, our football, it's just kind of a weird big thing.
But I just need to know if we're all just making that transition together.
I think it's a personal journey.
I think we can't tell you what to do.
So I'm a soccer guy.
It is called soccer in America.
Okay.
We call it, like, like MLS. It's Major League Soccer.
God, we're so fucking stupid. Damn. We eat donuts in the morning. We call it soccer.
What are we doing?
God, we're so lame.
Already off the bat, we're going to have chicken scientists talking about scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need some.
And then we have the bros.
We need some genuine football soccer fans being like, hey, here's how offsides actually work.
And here's why we need it. Because I've never understood, like.
That's good.
What is hindering the game from when someone does that? So
that's totally fair. When did that come into play?
And I want to apologize to anyone I've lied to their face if something offsides comes up and I act like I know what I'm talking about, or I act like I know what happened in the game. That's what I'm here.
Because a lot of rules, it's just like they were invented like 100 years ago for different reasons.
Yeah.
Like I know in American football, right? Like NFL, the pass, like passing the ball. I believe once again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was invented or like pitched by Teddy Roosevelt. And the whole idea behind the pass was too many people were dying playing football. And he's like, okay, so maybe we can figure out a way to like get the ball down the field without people dying as much.
That's people, actually
interesting. And then people still die a lot.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But
yeah.
still
But back in like 100 years ago, you watch like, you hear about football stuff. It's just like, yeah, it's just people just hitting each other on a field.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to spread misinformation. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's get a Teddy Roosevelt football expert.
Roosevelt?
Is it Roosevelt? I thought it was Roosevelt.
It's two O's.
Two O's, yeah.
Roosevelt.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but do you have something that you act like you understand that you
don't? I got stuff that I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend that I know.
Yeah, but I will.
All right. Yeah, let's have you.
Yeah.
Microchips. What the fuck's going on there?
In dogs?
What? Why did you jump to that?
Because I've always thought about.
I felt the same way. In dogs.
In dogs? Is that where you both live?
Yes, absolutely. We have dogs.
Are you always figuring out where that shit is?
Yeah. Microchips, and you guys said in dogs.
Yeah, I was with her. I was definitely with
Angela. I knew this would imbalance us.
What? Okay. Let's, you know what? Let's go here.
No,
let's
I want to talk about it.
Let's travel here.
We'll come to us later, but explain what you don't understand.
I don't understand how microchips work. How they're made, I understand they store so much information, but I'm like, where, how did we create this? And we know like, oh yeah, so all the stuff will be stored there.
Yeah.
So the video game will be there. So all the stuff you look at on the internet will be over there.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell, man?
So if not in dogs, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the microchip itself.
And how like, where does it else work? Is it?
Well,
oh,
wait.
Well, that's after.
Oh, microchips.
Hey, no judgment. We said no judgment.
Microchips are everywhere. They're in like pretty
it's
much
in my phone.
Any smart piece of technology.
Yes, like, yeah, I understand.
Like, if you took apart an iPhone, I'm like, I just don't understand how this was built and how, like, where does, like, when I'm on the internet, when I'm like doing stuff on my phone, I'm like, I'm looking at information, I'm looking at the internet, I'm looking at all these things. I'm like, when does that translate to the physical world, right?
Yeah.
Like the microchip is where software and technology goes into what physically is happening and how I know it's being powered by electricity. I get that. Mm-hmm. And I know that like silicon like can hold stuff, but I'm like, I don't understand how we know when we're building it how this works.
And and when we build it, do we do it with our hands?
Well, they have machines that are like
machines
that it can like I don't know, man. The first computers had to have been just super shitty, big, gigantic, beefy monsters.
And I've met a couple people who like build one, like when they build a PC or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of,
we need to get Tim in the comments and he'll explain.
Yeah.
Does your dog have a microchip?
No. Does yours?
Really? No, not at all.
I like, could have, honestly, if you, I could have bet $1,000 that pork chop and spork don't have microchips.
No. Toto, how small are they though?
Microchips? Well, yeah, they vary in size.
Yeah.
Depends on
like
the
Like a motherboard is, it can be big.
Yeah, but for like dogs.
It's like a pill.
So yeah, you and I went straight to the dogs. Because I always think about when I was a dog walker, like, I'd always be like, well, like when we would lose dogs, we'd be like.
Hold on. You would.
Like if a dog ran away.
Yeah.
And it was like, once a dog jumped out of my window. I didn't keep the child lock on, and my windows were down.
Oh, for your car.
And this motherfucker jumped.
Oh, no.
And then we were, like, looking for him. And then I remember being like, doesn't he have a microchip? And my friends were like, my coworkers were like, the microchip in dogs just has their name and info.
Oh, it doesn't.
It doesn't have a GPS.
Oh.
I actually am kind of shocked that that's not more of a thing, though.
Yeah.
Like, at least, at the very least, to put it collars now. Like
maybe it's like, changed since I've worked there.
Could dog collars not just basically be an AirTag now?
I bet now they have that down. But at the time, it was like, oh, all their microchips just have their information. So if you, like
got it.
If a dog showed up at the vet, they can, like, scan the microchip and be like, here's your house.
All right.
That's
it's still something.
I bet people AirTag their dogs now.
That actually let me down a lot. I thought it was
GPS.
I'm sure the technology has evolved.
Yeah, but for a GPS to be inside a human feels like a moving thing, like a fucking dog, feels kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel like it's good for the dog.
Because they can make them so small now. Stuff can be so tiny. It's just like, I mean, I'm not trying to answer these questions. Yeah. I don't.
No. We're not. We're just talking.
We're just talking about what we don't understand.
We don't understand.
We don't get it. But I don't get like I understand how to use technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm so fascinated by, like, how it actually works, right? Yeah. Like, if someone laid a microchip on this table and said, so how does it do what it does? I'd be like, I don't know, man.
Yep.
Yeah, no, of course.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything that you wanted to bring up today that you're a little nervous to say in front of people?
I don't feel shame about, like, the lack of knowledge. I think it actually, to be honest, I think I've gotten so used to it because on Reddit stories, so often, I find out, like, oh, I completely misunderstand a certain type of thing. And that's sometimes very vulnerable because it's like we're talking about human behavior and things that I'm like, oh, I'm such a fan of studying it. But then I'm like, oh, but I'm wrong all the time. And it's like kind of a gift because I'm just like, oh, I get to like have a million people from around the world with different experiences watch it and tell me their experiences or tell me what they know. And I'm like, great, now I know that. Like, I'm constantly evolving because of it. I've learned so much from it. So I'm not really ashamed. And there's always some person who's going to make fun of you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, that's okay, cool, man. Like, you're not incentivizing people to be open with you if that's your response to things. Like, we should respond. It should be a great thing when people share that they don't know something.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we want, right?
Yeah.
But it just doesn't happen.
Because now we just have a bunch of people pretending they know stuff and not being vulnerable with each other.
Not even just pretending. A lot of people think they know, but they just don't. Do you know?
And like, I think that's the majority of the time, right? I think we should doubt so many things.
I have a character that I love playing that it's like, it's based off of this girl, a couple of people in my acting class. It even goes with just like content where they're like, you've never seen Back to the Future?
I know, man.
You're? I know. Wait, how old are you? You've never seen it? Oh my God. You know what I mean? Just like a lack of anything. I think I'm just like sensitive to it.
It really does bother me more than I would ever share, except for right now. And it's especially annoying because like I love bookstores, right? And I love reading. And I try to read a lot. Like, I'd say this year, I've been reading like crazy, right? Like a book a week sometimes. But I'm like, I could continue on a pace of reading a book a week my entire life. And in any bookstore, any row of books that I'm on, I won't be able to read all those books in my lifetime. There's too much shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to shame anyone for not having checked out something.
Yes. Yeah. Because
there's infinite stuff.
Exactly.
So I'm like, if anything, though, I think when someone hasn't seen something or engage with something that I love, it's not a, like, you haven't seen that as in, like,
it's like ridiculous excitement.
It's like, whoa.
I get
that's
to see
so
you
cool.
experience
I want you to experience that because that's the closest I can get.
Yes.
I get that. But when people are like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that? Or you haven't seen that? Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. Like, what
do you think that's a moose?
What do you want to happen here? Okay. Can I say, I did write down a list of animals and I wanted you to see. I wanted to see if.
Literally.
I will say, it's fascinating to me because I love animals.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing the thing that we were just talking about.
You're not at all. You're not at all.
And Keith, if you don't know these animals too.
Yeah.
I feel like you're a perfect guest because you could, do you know animals?
I like animals. I like watching animal documentaries.
You used to watch animal documentaries all the time.
Yes, I do. I enjoy watching them.
I didn't know that about you.
I enjoy to sit back, smoke some weed, and like watch animal documentaries.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what I mean?
I have a friend that puts like those animal documentaries in black and white.
Oh, that's weird.
On his TV.
Why? Black and white?
I don't know. He's a weird
animals
guy.
Animals have such cool colors.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's a weird dude. Anyway.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Aren't platypuses weird, though?
They're super weird.
They're weird. Like, how do...
Those
like,
are weird. I actually don't... Hey, I don't know what the hell's going on
what
there.
What grade were you in when you learned about a platypus?
I don't...
The problem is I was just kind of obsessed with animals as a kid. I wanted to be
I can't relate to
that. I wanted to be a veterinarian for most of my childhood.
I need to talk to someone and find out the gap in knowledge of for me and like where that went because like...
Well, when did you start getting really into theater and performing? How old were
probably
you?
Like middle school or elementary school.
What were you obsessed with as a little kid? I feel like everybody's sort of obsessed with something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I wasn't obsessed with animals.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Just give me a second.
It's okay if it's
take
not.
Your time.
No, I was obsessed with like making shit. Like I was obsessed with like art. I was obsessed with paint.
Yeah, you were obsessed with art.
Like visual art. I was obsessed with paint.
Mm-hmm.
I was obsessed with just like doing stuff, mm-hmm. like
that's
action.
Cool.
Not, yeah, yeah. I don't think there was any like thing I was taking in. Stories, I liked stories, like
yeah.
Harry Potter. I liked the, like all that shit.
That's okay. I think yeah, like think. Artwork and stuff is very much a thing.
And music, I love.
It doesn't have to
music.
Be like, oh, I love studying something. I just mean yeah. like, what were you doing? What did you enjoy yeah. doing?
And I think it was music and.
It's a lot of kids, it's sports.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
and they just want to play sports all day, every day. So that's what they know.
Yeah.
But for me, I just was obsessed with animals. So
ask
like
me these animals.
Anything I so I just want I because I'm fat when the moose thing happened.
Yeah,
I was like, this is fascinating.
I so didn't basically, know the difference basically, like a deer
we
and a
we
moose.
Were looking at a poster of Ice Age.
Okay,
and you know how there's the mammoth, the sloth,
yeah.
and the mm-hmm. the saber-toothed tiger,
right?
And Angela goes, yeah, the moose there, and I was like, what? And she was referring to the mammoth as a moose.
Yeah, how?
I don't understand.
You really thought it was a moose? So did you actually?
I think that's all the same shit.
Oh no!
It's
no,
not that I think
no,
one
no,
is the other.
No,
I think it's all
no,
the same.
No, no, I think no, it's no, 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 no. all the same.
I walk into the woods and I see everything, and I'm like, "You're all one."
No, like, I, you know what I mean. I think you're all just kind of like I don't
so
know.
So is it like the trunks of the mammoth, and it's kind of like the antlers for the moose?
All to me is a reindeer.
Every animal's a reindeer to you.
Oh, wow.
Like, I just think I don't, the differences between them all, they kind of, I just blend
well,
them.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Okay. But a mammoth and a moose are very different.
Yeah.
Like a reindeer, getting a reindeer and a moose mixed up.
Makes sense.
I'd be a little more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fascinated. I'm fascinated because yeah, it's like, too. Oh, you just weren't
I
into it.
I think I know what it is. It's like the, no, I really think I know why you think. I think it's the fur. And the
yeah,
trunks,
that's up, fair.
And it's the trunk. Okay, so you're confusing the trunks and the antlers
for this for just
yeah.
Stuff.
So you're seeing hair and like.
And I don't think you had your glasses on for that day too.
No,
so it was
no.
Very,
okay,
but okay.
Like, you know when you see someone get an Emmy, those things, it's all the same.
No, no, it's not.
An Emmy? What is that
it's
animal?
Not the same.
Well, an Emmy? An Emmy is a person.
What's the two big things?
It's their, I thought it was their hands.
A Golden Globe? What am I thinking?
Oh my God.
What?
It's their hands? No, they have hooves. Emmys have hooves. No, I'm looking it up.
Emmys have hooves?
No, Emmys have like, it's like an archangel or some shit.
Oh, well.
James is losing it. Okay,
yeah,
no.
I think
no, there's
they have
two,
wings.
There's two thingies.
I thought it was their, you're talking about their wings?
Wait,
so what is it? Is that, a, is that it's not a human, because humans don't have wings, so.
Wait.
Oh, that's an angel from the Lord.
Yes.
Bringing amen, you a thank gift. You, thank you.
Yes, five people right over here. I feel it, $20, $20. Oh, yes, yes, go fund me.
Okay. I have some animals that I wrote down that I just want to see you describe. Just describe what you think that animal is. A manatee.
Oh, I know what that is.
Okay, a manatee.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
And you can give vague things. Of
can
like
I
where...
see a picture of it? No, you want me to describe what it looks
I
like?
I want you to describe like what mm-hmm. you think
I'm
it is.
Because I'm just trying to figure out mm-hmm. water or land.
It's a little bit different, too, of like a word, like the
yeah,
name
manatee.
Of a thing. A manatee.
Sounds similar to me like moose
uh-huh.
with some horns.
Okay.
Big.
Okay.
Why do I want to think water, but not water?
Oh.
Interesting. Mm.
Does he swim? Does she swim?
Do they swim?
I'll give it to you. They swim. They're swimming.
But it's not a whale.
But it's not a whale.
So what the fuck is it?
Let's this move is, on.
That's a perfect one where I
a
go,
manatee is
I
tough.
Can place it, but mm-hmm. what is
no,
it?
No, I was writing these out and I was like, I don't want to go too basic, but like mm-hmm. It also got, but one of my favorite clips is when you guys are playing Poetry for Neanderthals and Courtney's like, male cow. And Angela's like, and Chance holding the bat goes, She doesn't know animals.
She doesn't know animals. It's really funny.
I'm just fascinated because I'm like, I am obsessed with animals.
Yeah,
so I
no,
just
it's,
know
it's very
I
funny.
Love animals.
Yeah.
But you, that's a bull.
A manatee is a bull?
No, a male cow.
Can I tell her what a manatee is?
Please tell me, Keith.
Okay, so like, they're really cool. They swim. Some people, they're actually related to elephants.
Are they?
I believe so. Like, I might be wrong,
they're
but I
mammal.
Believe so. They're, like, actually related to...
And they're not at SeaWorld.
I don't... They might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
People thought they were mermaids back in the
day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're very chill. Mm-hmm. They're, like, a grayish color, but they swim in, like, shallow waters. I would see them in Florida all the time. Mm-hmm. But they're these just big round.
So a crocodile.
They look a little bit more like a gigantic lazy seal. Mm-hmm. That's kind of
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it might just be like the similarities between them, and I blend them.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah. Okay, got a couple others here for you. An emu.
Oh, that
I legit can't tell you what that is.
You don't know what that is? That's fine.
What is an emu? Is it a bear?
It's not a bear.
Is it a fish?
It's not a fish.
Emu. A polar bear. No, I asked a bear.
Why?
What the fuck is an emu?
It's okay.
You can literally show me pictures of four things and I won't be able to find which one's an emu.
Really?
Mm.
Okay, it's a big bird. It's like a it's
the most dangerous bird. Is that?
It's not the most. I don't. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Is that the emu?
They fought wars against them and lost.
Is that true?
They're like a.
How do you spell emu?
E M U. They're in Australia. They're like a.
This looks like an ostrich to me.
Yeah, they're not as big as ostriches though. I've had some run-ins with emus.
Really?
Yeah, I've gotten to meet a few.
Really?
Where?
Well, we went to Australia once, and then there was one I saw on a like a farm, like refuge here in California. They've got a personality to them. They will get up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
They are very curious, not afraid to walk.
They don't fly.
They don't fly. They're just big though. But they'll like get up in your face and it's crazy. No, like anyone who works when we were in Australia, the people who work at the refuge that we were at. They'd be showing us other animals, and the emus would just, start walking up, trying to get in their face. And they would just grab their necks and just, push them away. Like, get the fuck out of here. It's very funny.
Wow, I literally didn't know what an emu was. Wow.
Praying mantis?
That's an insect.
Yeah. You got it.
Yay!
Bug. All bugs are bugs.
Okay.
All bugs are bugs.
Okay. All bugs are bugs.
All right, this is my last one. Meerkat. Keith, you know what a meerkat is.
Yeah.
I feel like if you watch Animal Planet, mm-hmm. you know what a meerkat is.
Is it like, it's a cat?
It's not a cat.
Okay, well then how am I supposed to, it's like, what? What is a meerkat? Is it like a monkey?
It's not a monkey.
It's more like a prairie dog.
It's kind of like a, it's prairie dog-esque. Uh-huh. You know what a prairie dog is?
Oh, God.
I'm not kidding,
guys. It's not
a
dog.
This is actually like such a gap in knowledge.
No, it's okay.
Like, was I sick that whole week we did animals and we just never...
and we missed Animal Week in
never
second
Never did
grade.
Like a review.
It's okay. Okay, yeah. Okay. You know Timon and Pumbaa from Lion King?
Yes.
Timon is a meerkat.
Timon. You should have just said, do you know Timon?
Wait, if I said what is Timon, do you know what?
No, I'd say Timon is Timon. I'd say Timon's funny.
Timon is funny. That's what he is.
He's got a good voice.
And you know what? You'd be correct.
Yeah.
Okay, Angela, I feel bad because I'm not trying to roast you.
I also know the animal thing I find very funny.
It is funny.
Like I don't find it embarrassing at all. That isn't even touching the things that I was talking about today. Being like, it's lying about things. I'm very open about not knowing animals.
That's
because
fine.
I don't think it really shows if I'm stupid or not. It's like I don't really value
I don't think knowledge. Mm-hmm. I don't personally believe knowledge is necessarily the correct barometer of intelligence.
Because
I think we all have gaps in knowledge. Knowledge is related to your experience and what you've seen and read and done in your life.
Yeah, and I don't have an ego about it. Like I feel like you too. Like when you don't understand something,
you embrace it.
I'm just okay. I didn't know that.
Like what is that?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm good.
Do you
I'm
got
good.
Anything else? Because you brought the banger of is scrambled eggs. Fried chicken.
Yeah, I'm
and I'm going to be thinking about that forever.
I'm kind of stuck on that still. Not even funny. I don't think anybody truly knows, but something that I just don't understand, space. Space really throws me for a loop. I think it throws scientists for a loop. I think it throws everybody for a loop because what is it? What the hell is it? And why is it continuing to just expand at a rate? We'll never get to the edge of it. Is there an edge? You know what I mean? What does it actually mean? Why are we here? You know, what is this shit?
Yeah, what the fuck's an
that's
emu?
That's entirely fair.
Literally.
Can we get some sort of scientist in the comments to explain us the meaning of life?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And if they have $5,
yes,
church.
Five.
Also,
Right over here. Right over here.
I don't understand what the balls do.
What the balls.
Which balls we talking about?
Wow, we went from space to balls. Yeah. Space balls!
Space balls! Oh my God!
Nice.
Yes.
That's another thing. I think I've said I know that movie and I've never seen it.
That's fair.
Why would you do that?
What are the balls doing? Because you can say every body part does something.
Well,
what do the balls
they're
do?
They're storing piss. And
they don't store piss.
What?
They don't store piss.
Okay, I'm not gonna. I think I know the answer, but we're not here to answer.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm finally saying it. I don't understand what they are. What? I don't understand what you guys do with them.
What ball? Like our balls?
Your balls?
What testicles do?
Oh, okay.
They're there as a weak point. So when you're in a fight, you go down in the splits and you go like this.
Have you ever gotten kicked in the balls?
Are they like eyelashes?
Yeah. What?
Do you know how eyelashes? Hold on. Is what you said true? That they're supposed to protect your penis?
No,
they're a weak point where if you do the splits and you're in a fight with someone, you hit their testicles like this.
I thought you were saying
like
the balls are protecting the penis, and that's why they're there.
No, it's actually the polar opposite.
Oh my God.
In fact, if someone hits you in the balls, you're hoping your penis is like, whoa, and like gets it.
Yeah, it's the worst feeling in the world to be kicked in the balls. To be hit in the balls, by far, one of the worst feelings in the world, because for some reason, the balls are hanging, right? But when you get punched in them, they feel like they go inside your stomach. I don't know how it works. I don't know if you've ever gotten kicked or hit in the balls. It is the most painful shit.
It's hard to go through life without it happening.
Yeah,
once.
True.
So you'd rather someone hit you in the penis than the balls?
You'd hope.
God, yes, I hate
absolutely.
What I'm doing.
Absolutely.
You'd
that
hope.
Was on my list of shit I didn't understand. We could just move on.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. We could just move right on. We're just listening.
It's a devastating weak point.
Mm-hmm.
And in elementary and middle school, it's particularly middle school, it's like everybody's just gearing up to try to strike each other there. I don't know what it is. Seventh grade, everyone's like, yeah, we're all going to try to kick each other's balls.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Hold on, what do the balls do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know shit.
Sorry.
I got a list of more stuff. That I just want to move right on by.
I don't get sewers.
What?
Like, what's going on down there?
Now.
How big are they? Who's checking on that shit?
Okay, that's different.
Is it a tunnel?
Like, how big are the sewers?
Some of them are tunnels.
Can I also really say something I don't understand? When people are like, oh, yeah, so, like, there's Seattle, and then it's built over old Seattle. And I'm like, what do you mean when we say, like, oh, it's built over the old city? I'm like, what do you mean? We started building on the roofs?
Okay, so I did a Amazon Alexa commercial, and it's funny about it. Amanda did the exact same thing. I remember it was like right when I was working at Smosh. She was like, oh yeah, they do their spots over in Seattle. And she used to go all the time.
Yeah.
So I was there for like a week, and they wanted me and these three guys to bond because they wanted us to like be like roommates. We had to do like six spots together. So they were like, hey, they're flying you in a day early so you guys can hang out. And they got you guys like a Seattle tour of the tunnels. And it was just like me and these two fucking random dudes from the commercial audition. And we took this tour. I don't remember why, but there was a whole reason for the tunnels.
But
really?
Oh, I thought you were about to tell me.
But there's just a little
anecdote. You geared up like you were. You told us, Angela, you geared up to tell us a story. You gave us the buildup and then said, and then yeah. And so anyways.
You did the exact same thing with an emu.
What are you talking about?
You didn't explain it. So, no, I remember there's a big fire. There's a huge fire.
Wait.
There's a big fire in Seattle. So then they built everything better. And then
But they just built it on top of it.
Yes, and then they kept that down there just in case there were more fires that they could go under or something like that.
I think my question just is like, where is the ground level? Where does the soil begin?
Yeah.
And where is it buildings? And then we built buildings over buildings. That's what it makes it sound like.
I didn't even
Do
know
we
that
build
was
the sewer
thing.
First? Or does that come next? You know what I mean? And where is that? Is the sewer tunnels?
The sewers are definitely, there are tunnels.
Yeah.
But like, how big are these tunnels? Because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has me believing like, oh, there's a big network and you could like have a secret base down there.
They said there's something like under us in LA. Like there's some like tunnels or some like weird shit. I don't know. This is just what I've heard.
At UCLA, there's a tunnel system.
Really?
Yeah, and then you'd go in the middle of the night, like before you graduate, and you go tunneling. And you like run through the tunnels. You're not allowed to, but that's why you do it before you graduate.
Just run through tunnels.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
There was like a whole... Yeah, I guess like why do places have tunnels? It's crazy to think about.
Okay. I just am like, sewers, how often are people checking on them and like, I don't know. I'm just like, what's going on down there?
Yeah.
Because as a kid, remember the rumors of like there's alligators in the tunnels?
Yes.
In the sewers?
Yes.
And I would be like, what if there are?
Yeah.
If one got loose down there, who's checking on it?
It's actually so true. I remember like looking in the little hole, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that, and being like, what's down there?
Yeah,
and like,
man,
being scared, like, Chucky's gonna come out?
No, a few of my fucking phones are down there. Some phones,
some
I'll
IDs,
never forget.
Some credit IDs. Cards. Okay, speaking of sewers, though, something else I don't understand is we live in LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big city. But I know that there's tons of like raccoons and skunks and like other big animals.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following?
Yes, don't you?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Sorry, yes. Sorry, I started thinking about Wicked.
You start looking confused, and I was just like, I'm happy to explain what
no,
a skunk is.
No, I was just thinking about like dancing and stuff. Anyway,
okay. But there's tons, and there's possums all over the place.
Yes.
Like, we see them all the time, but I'm like, where the hell are they?
And where do they stay?
Where are they? Where are they? There's
know.
All these big animals all over the place, and I see them sometimes at night. At night in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the biggest raccoon of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, where the hell is that guy living all day?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't see him ever.
A lot of skunks, they like burrow like underneath things, like underground a little bit. They'll make little like dens and stuff, I'm pretty sure. Because I have like a family of skunks that stay in my neighborhood. And some of my neighbors have gotten sprayed.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've heard it's really bad.
It's really bad. Even to the point where some like coyotes come into town now just to try to get to, you know, different. Like, yeah.
Come into town for pilot season.
Yeah.
they were trying to get that Wile E. Coyote movie.
Yeah.
And they
what does it look
forever.
Like when you get skunked? Like, do you know what's happening?
I'm sure you know what's happening.
It.
Apparently, it is like one of the worst things that can happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You just smell?
Or like, it's like a smell that's so much.
Pungent.
It's not just a bad smell. It's like.
I know the smell, but like, are you like, it's on your body?
I think like you smell it when you're driving and you can smell that a skunk got hit on the freeway. Apparently, like, actually getting the spray on you is
it's really bad.
It's truly horrendous.
It's really
bad. My God, that's so scary.
And it like does not come out, right? It
takes a while. They say you're supposed to use like tomato sauce or something like that, I believe.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. Yeah. I have something.
Skunk scientists, get into the chat.
Get in the chat. Mm-hmm. Wait, this is good. Animal stuff.
Okay.
Someone in the chat has to help me.
Okay.
Last night I was taking my dog out and I heard a sound. What kind of animal is this?
Okay, let's hear it.
Let me try to see if I can get it, and then I'll say it. That's it.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
No, that sounds like a dog.
Was it? Did it sound like a bird?
I don't know.
Was it like a who?
That's probably an owl.
An owl in the middle of the night?
Yes, that's where the owls are outside.
Angela,
at night.
I have news for you.
They are nocturnal. They are nocturnal.
That is probably the most synonymous animal with the night.
That's crazy.
I cannot think
they're
of.
They're nocturnal.
I cannot
the
think
night.
Of. I cannot think of a boar.
That's an owl.
An owl at night? Are you crazy?
No, but tell me if you know that sound.
No.
It felt low to the ground is why I was freaked out, because I thought it was a coyote, and it was like.
Okay, to be completely honest, it could be a lot of things.
Yeah.
Right? Because like, it sounds like you're making like a who sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been hearing an owl near our place at night. It's so wild because I've never seen an owl in real life.
In LA, there's like
tons.
Like, and you're right. Where are they going? Right? Like,
where are these things? Mm-hmm. They're so good at hiding. It's so, kind of terrifying.
Like, where do coyotes hide more so than anything?
They're out. And that's also another one. In Arizona, I saw them all the time.
Uh-huh.
They find places to hide, man. That's what's wild is in the city, right? Like, when I'm out camping in the woods, I'm like, I get it. This place is so vast.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much stuff. But in the city, it's so weird when I see these things. I'm like, where do you go that you don't run into humans ever?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated by it.
And like, how have they changed now living in the city? Like at UCLA,
they adapt a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they used to be like the squirrels at UCLA looked like different, like look like a different species of squirrel because they have access to so much more food because there's so much trash and there was so much like just like campus food everywhere.
Yeah.
These squirrels were fucking massive. Yeah, and they're like, the squirrels are not going to look like squirrels. They're going to look weird to you. And it's because they're big.
Oh my God. I love squirrels.
Squirrels are adorable.
Mm-hmm. One of my art teachers told me that I have the attention span of a squirrel.
Well.
And she wasn't lying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Not lying at all.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, squirrels have good memory because they remember where they store their nuts, and I remember that they don't remember.
They don't remember where they put them?
They don't remember where they put those things. There's a crazy video of someone, like a worker, going up. I think it's like a satellite type of situation. There's some sort of big electrical device, like up on a pole, and he's opening it up, and just it was just filled to the brim with nuts that come out because squirrels were storing nuts in there and then would just forget about it.
Oh, how humiliating.
I know, their whole stash. Years of work gone.
Oh,
devastating. No, squirrels are hilarious.
Okay, let me see what
okay
else
I've got other things.
I got more too.
I have one.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, hit us.
I don't know how friends work, how friendship works. Because I feel like when it comes to, well, I guess I do. It just depends on the person, you know, because there are so many, I have different types of friends, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they require different types of, I guess, things that they need in order to, like, water the friendship or whatnot.
Yeah.
And I guess I just answered my own question.
Hey, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Never mind. I know how like friendship works. I know how it works.
No, but you mean, like, the ways it's different for each person?
Yeah, like, it's just, like, but, like, I just figured it out. It's different for each person, so.
I mean, like, once I figured out, like, with specific friends, different love languages, that already was, like.
Yeah, it fixed a lot.
It's such a complicated thing, and that's another one where, like, bringing in, like, Reddit stories, like, everybody has such a different view on, like, friendship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's so complicated, and especially, like, as society changes and like the internet and like phones and like how we communicate has completely shifted how friendships work.
Mm-hmm.
And like the thing I hear so much nowadays is like when you're an adult and you don't have friends, it's like how do you make friends?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's just not a good answer.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like, hey, you're on your own journey.
Yeah.
And you kind of just have to find it. And it's like it's you balance out everything, right? You're balancing out your level of honesty, forgiveness, boundaries, all these things.
Yeah.
You have to balance it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, if this isn't working, if like how we balance this doesn't work, then we can't be friends.
Oh.
Like, it's not. But it's like, man, though, but you need friends, right?
And
you want friends, but you also don't want bad people. And like, you don't want people hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
It also takes for two people or how many other people. It can't just be one person. Like, you guys both have to agree that it's what you want.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Totally. I remember when I learned that, like, just, like, that my... there was friends that I loved so much that I just kept feeling like sources of conflict would happen when I didn't see them after a long time. And that's when I learned that love language, to me, time is not a love language. Like, I don't... like, if I haven't seen you in a while, we're on pause.
Yeah.
And then, like, a lot of my friends are like, oh, if I don't see you, you don't love me. Like, if you don't hang out.
Yeah.
Like, some of my closest people, I don't see that often.
Yeah.
I just think, like, we have a very special bond. And I think that was, I, like, honestly tried to figure out why, and I walked it back, and I was like, oh, I grew up, and my parents were always out of town.
Yeah.
And they made me still feel very loved, and, like, we never had distance. But then there are so many of my friends that'll just be like, how are you? What's going on? And I'm like, whoa, what shifted? Nothing shifted for me. And once I learned that, I was like, oh my God, now I can like operate with friends that are like that so much better because now I know that's like a currency for them. And some people are that way with like touch. And
Sometimes they just need a call, you know, just a little check in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard thing though. And I think it's like, that's one of those things that you're never going to perfect, right? You're just kind of always adapting in some way or another and learning. And you just kind of have to like forgive yourself for not knowing how other people work in every aspect of the way.
Truly.
And hope they are lenient for you. But I think that's a mystery forever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if we're ever going to like map out how that works perfectly, you know, like that's just a constantly evolving thing.
And
like, that's the problem too, is like we could learn everything about how a human works, but humans are evolving constantly. So it's like, it's always going to be outdated, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know.
Hey, I don't know.
Let's get behavioral scientists in the chat
get
to
in
tell
here.
Us how friendships work.
Yeah, get in here next to the emu girlies. We got everybody.
Next to the emu girlies.
I have one that I think you guys can answer. I'm just scared to say it out loud.
Say it. Don't
say
this
it.
Is and this goes
We're
back
no
to,
judgment.
This, is
this goes
a safe
back
place.
Because I also
safe
could just Google
space.
This very quickly. I don't know why. But in my head, I remember in class when they were explaining this and I zoned out. What a filibuster is.
A filibuster.
I
okay,
don't know
actually,
what
I actually know
that?
What I know what a filibuster is.
Is this
okay.
thing that you have to waste time?
Yeah, yeah.
Effectively
waste time. So the way our but this is also remembered that our political system is stupid in a lot of ways.
What do you
right?
mean? No.
What? So a filibuster is, I believe, it's like okay, we need to
like we're proposing
in Senate,
laws
in the Senate or in Congress. I'm stupid in a lot of ways on specifics, but. It's like, okay, we have this amount of time. We need to have this resolution passed by a certain point of time. So someone will be like, all right, I'm going to get up on the podium. And as so long as I'm talking, we cannot move forward.
From and that subject.
From that subject. Or just, it, they'll basically stall a thing.
Yeah,
and
that
so
I
they
know.
Will, I think it happened recently. Oh, what's his name? Cory Booker did a filibuster for like 48 hours.
Okay.
And there's like rules to, you cannot pause for a certain amount of time. You cannot do... And so they just talk for a certain amount of time to basically like
but what
stall
is that?
Things.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Because if for instance like a Democrat's like, oh, I don't want the conservatives to pass this bill.
Yeah.
If I talk for 48 hours straight, they won't be able to like I will
pass
hold,
that
I will
bill.
Hold this off. And it's a big once again. Let's get some political scientists in the chat to correct me on this. But it's why it's a big thing of like they it's brought up a lot of like should we. Take it out. Should we outlaw the filibuster? Because when the Republicans are in charge of everything, then it's like, oh, but the Democrats can use the filibuster to like halt
to hold
stuff.
It. Okay.
But
okay.
the same as when the flip happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like, oh shit, Republicans are filibustering this really important fucking thing that we want to get passed.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, it's a shitty thing for like 4 to 8 years. And then it's like the thing.
That's
some people,
helpful.
And
it
it's,
depends.
That's
yeah.
the tough thing with like the gridlock that, America has
yeah.
of like the two-party system.
Okay, you did a good job.
Yeah.
And I know you didn't get the specifics or
I'm
whatever.
I'm probably wrong on so much of that, but essentially yeah. it is quote unquote wasting time.
Because I've known that part, but I never have known like what the reason.
It's holding
I
off
know
that
what
if you
it
can
was.
If you keep talking, you are allowed to talk forever, essentially, in certain political realms.
Wow.
Got it.
And they cannot stop you. So as long as you keep talking, they cannot move forward.
We should have that in a games video.
A filibuster game?
Yeah. Where it's
a 48-hour live stream.
No.
Angela's
oh
talking
God.
For 48 hours. Guys,
so
come
much.
On. Angela's talking.
We have negative views.
All right. I have a very vulnerable one. And this is not really a knowledge thing. I'm just like fascinated by how people work. I've brought up many times in these past couple months about my inability to dance and my insecurities around it. I'm fascinated by like music's playing and people just start like dancing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how... What's going on in your guys' heads? Because like, I understand choreographed dance where I'm like, yeah, you know the movements, but like when people are dancing, I'm just like, what is it like a thought process
okay,
or
can,
like?
Can,
that's
just,
amazing.
Can I ask? Yeah, can I ask? Did you grow up? Did your parents dance growing up? Did you see?
Not really saw them, but my parents, my dad has like really good rhythm.
Yeah,
and he actually can dance. They never were like insecure about dancing, but I didn't see them dance that much.
Yeah.
I love
it was,
your
we're not
brain.
Like a dancing family, but I'm just like, I'm fully aware of every part of my body when I'm dancing.
Yeah.
So I'm like thinking about like where I'm putting my feet and what I'm doing. But I look around other people dancing and I'm like, oh, it's like you're mindless and you're just like, but I'm like, are you thinking about what you're doing?
No,
or is it
not
just
really.
Happening?
No, like maybe
like what's going on? What's going on in your head when you're dancing? Because I'm thinking about how I'm dancing.
Yeah, and that is, I would say, a part of it is like to try to silence that brain because I think what is incredible, this is such a good one because what is incredible about dance is that it's just your body moving, right? And like the more you separate it from thought, the more free you feel, right?
Exactly.
But then I do think a lot of good dance is connected to thought. So that, like, I don't think they're synonymous, like that is always the rule. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. Like you said, it's not always like how it goes. For me, personally, though,
I think at this point, I just grew up dancing. Like, we always played around the house. My mom used to, like, teach us how to clap one beat because she did not want to have some
that would suck,
rhythmless black kids. Yeah. She's like, we're not doing that. We're about to clap to church music. It's, like, all of that. But, like, over time now, I just, like, I mean, you could, like, even just swing your arms and just make it fun. You know what I mean? Like, it's freeing. I enjoy it. I just enjoy it.
Me too. But it takes, I think it takes a level of, like, you have, it's a freedom that you're, like zoning in on. But and that's what feels so good.
But that's the thing, I don't think, even if you're not good at it, I guess, per se, just go for it. Because I see some people that, like, they move and they're just having fun and they have no rhythm, but they're having so much fun. It makes you want to move, too.
Yeah.
It's just a freeing situation. Like, I don't expect you to be the Jackson 5. You know what I mean? And maybe that's what you want to be. But, you know.
But it's almost the opposite. It's, like, actually, it's actually kind of fucking blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
Because I'm thinking about it and I'm, like, really good dance, like, the drug is if you have it down correctly, which is if you feel free. And if you don't, you don't get to experience how fun it is.
Yeah.
And like, you have to get through that hoop to experience how, it's almost like a certain sport where if like you can't run super fast, you're not experiencing how fun it is or something like that. Like this,
it's
like,
getting into the flow state, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I just never have achieved that with dancing.
Yeah. It's funny though. My parents didn't grow up dancing. Mm-hmm. Like in my household, there wasn't a lot of dance, but in my middle school and high school, it was like all dancers.
Cool.
And I like remember just
you were
like,
just immersed so much. I mean, that's probably a benefit of performing arts
for sure.
Yeah. School is
but
you were dancing.
Yeah. It's just a lot of like, but like we're talking specifically with like free movement rather than like choreographed.
That's the type of dancing that I'm like, cause we've done so many choreographed dances.
Yeah. For
when it's choreographed, I actually feel fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Oh my God.
It's still not great, but I'm like, I know what move I have to do. Whereas it's like, we're playing music. So it's like dance. I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I'll never forget. This was years ago when I think it was one of the first few months that you and Courtney joined. And then me and Olivia and Noah, we have been here for a while, but we had to do something with Ian and Anthony. I think it was like some type of branded shoot. And then Smosh Games. Do you remember?
And Mari
had to teach us like hip hop. And like we learned it.
What brand wanted you guys to do a video?
And it's so funny because we're doing like these old like 90s moves and Shane kept up. Like,
fuck yeah.
He actually kept up. And that was the thing. He was like, oh man, I don't want to dance. I don't want to dance. Only to like do the movements. And it's like, yo, he get like, you can keep up. Like,
well, like precision based and choreography based stuff is just kind of, it's athletics, right? And it's like moving your body a certain way. But like the act of like feeling free and like kind
that's
of like
where it's hard.
Yeah.
Unless it's pole dancing.
Oh yeah.
So what's up? What's up?
Have you never seen me pole dance?
We took a pole dance.
It's class. Still my greatest moment.
Sheila taught us. Sheila.
I don't know. Sheila.
Sheila, yes.
Wait, can I? I'm not going to watch content during our content.
Oh, we can pull this up.
Yeah, yeah.
You're pole dancing?
We all pole danced.
Not Noah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shane, by far, the best. The best.
I was watching Summer Games. Can I show you my impression of Noah's walk? I think I got it down.
Let's see. Yeah, it's just long and lanky.
He's like forward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's him. That's him all day.
He like leans with his forehead.
Mm-hmm. That is Noah.
I think here it is.
Oh my God!
Like,
oh my God!
Incredible! Okay.
You're legit pole dancing.
To be fair, when we went to there, I didn't know that the poles spun on their own. And when I learned that they spun on their own, I was like, oh, all I got to do is hold on. I was like, I can do that shit. And so I'm like, let me just hop on this and just freaking ride. Like, this is awesome.
He's incredible. It's incredible. You've never seen that video.
What I really love about it is your face. You're like,
I'm like,
yeah. Yes, having a ball. Having a ball.
I just want to look at it again while you guys can talk.
All right. Keep looking at that.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
It was a blast.
Yeah, you...
You've never seen this?
No.
Yes.
This video has to be like 10 years old.
It's about 10 years old, I think. Yeah.
You have like an arch too?
I'm nervous to try it again. I wonder how I could do.
The legs are like doing exactly what they're supposed to do.
You literally like, and you're changing it.
Yes.
This is incredible.
That takes a lot of upper body strength.
Thank you. So pole dancing freestyle.
You got it.
That's me.
It kills that.
But if I get on my feet. It's on my feet that I'm weak. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, what's genuinely going through my brain when I'm on a dance floor with my friends and there's music playing. Like I don't think I wonder if you, like, ever in your brain go, I want to do this move.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you do.
Yeah. And then sometimes with friends, like, if you're doing a move, then it's like, I'm going to do a move.
And then we do it
together. And it feels so good when you're doing.
So we are thinking.
He's just like, no.
There is like a thought behind it, right?
Yeah,
where you're just like, and we're doing it together. Well,
it's for like, if you're dancing with somebody, doing the same move together just like makes it so much more fun. And
then it evolves.
Yes.
It's a little bit like past the sound.
Yes.
And it's like, okay.
Yes,
but it is interesting because I feel very connected to what you're saying because I remember being little around so many incredible dancers and not having that freedom yet and kind of staring at it for so long and mimicking it, which wasn't freedom. And then finally something shifted where I was just like, I don't remember.
This is what he needs. He needs to go to a Zumba class.
Zumba class.
But he needs to go
imagine me in Zumba class.
Go to a Zumba class in the hood, somewhere like Inglewood or something like that. Because you're gonna get all the freeing that you need.
Okay.
I think that's what you should do.
All right. I also think maybe dancing in spaces that are darker. Like and it's not about anyone seeing you, it's about you not seeing yourself.
You're actually completely correct there.
Like, and that's when I feel like super, like, just having fun.
Yes.
Well, this has been very vulnerable. Before we go, Angela, Courtney and I got you a gift.
What?
We got you a gift. So, this is random. I meant to do this up top.
Oh, my God.
This is the very little silly thing. Now, you're aware of Labubus, right?
Yeah.
So, Courtney and I have bought, like, a Labubu or two.
Yeah.
Somehow controversial subject because people think they're stupid. I think whatever about them.
Labubu scientists, sign off in the comments.
Labubu scientists, but there's a lot of different types of little blind box things nowadays, right?
What's a blind box?
A blind box is you buy like a box and there's a little figurine inside, but you don't know which one you're gonna get.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's kind of a big thing right now.
So we're like going back to Happy Meals.
Kind of, yeah. kind of what it is. But anyway, so I saw there's a line that's not Labubu's. It's a different little line. And I saw it and I go, oh, man, this could be a great gift for Keith or Angela or Amanda or myself. I don't know if you're catching on. And so I bought this blind box and I was like, I don't know which one I'm going to get. And then I got one.
Oh, my God.
And it happened to be.
Oh, sorry.
But you'll see. I was kind of hoping it would be one for Keith.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't.
And I wanted to buy more, but I was like, I don't know which I'm going to get. There's some that wouldn't be for anyone.
This is so sweet because Courtney looked at me and goes, Shannon, I have a gift for you. And walked away.
Shannon, I have a fucking gift for you, dude.
Oh my God.
It's a little Poe.
Oh my God.
It's a little Poe.
This is so cute.
Is that a keychain?
It's not a keychain, but it's just a little figurine.
It's crazy.
I was hoping to get Dipsy or Tinky Winky.
Yeah,
no, this is fine. I'm happy for you, Angela.
Oh.
Sorry, Keith. I wonder which one I'll get. And then we were like, oh, we got Poe. Cool.
We could dip it in green and give it to you.
No. The thing is, Pork Chop will get to it and it'll be, you know.
And Spork won't see it.
Truly, the urge I felt to be like, what if I got more and I got Tinky Winky and Dipsy and Lala? But I was like, no, I'm going to end up getting doubles or like not.
Yeah,
so I'm like, stopping here.
God, it's so soft. Yeah. It's crazy, guys. Toys are back. Anyway, Keith, thanks for being here.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for
thanks
that
for
toy.
Having me.
Yeah, dude.
This is heavy.
It's really cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this.
Okay, maybe Smosh can buy some more boxes because if we could get the set.
That would be cute.
Of all the Teletubbies?
Really yes.
Let's get the set.
And we just have them there, and all of us play the Teletubbies, and we have them.
And we have a little set.
I'm down.
I don't have
I'm
a
game.
Desk, but I've been making the VO booth my desk. We'll get to that
later.
There's not a lot of space anymore in here.
Anyways, Keith, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you guys for having me. And also, thank you guys again for donating. You guys helped change my life. I appreciate it.
You're the fucking best. Love you forever.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Love you. Love you guys. And love you.
Scientists, get in the chat. Answer our questions.
Internet, do your thing.
Do your thing. We're stupid. Fix that. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.